talk about this dream thing just for another couple minutes here? Okay. Because I tried to help you out a little bit. Jerry Ann told me about this dream about this body swap where her and I are hanging out in Aggieville. Next thing you know, bloop, Freaky Friday. She's in my body and I'm in hers. And I'm really creeped out. Oh, not in her dream, just right now, I guess you'd say. Doesn't that make you a little reluctant to share dreams sometimes with people, especially if they're in the dream?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, how are they going to interpret that? What are they going to think? And so I went online and typed in...
Oh, crap.
Dream analysis, body swap.
Aw. I know not to tell you my dreams.
Yeah.
Do this.
Yeah. Okay, so body swap, box office history. That's obviously about a movie. Andy Dick is the second thing that returns on...
Okay, he was nowhere in my dream.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't find anything on that. If you go to dreammoods.com, uh-huh. dreammoods.com, they have a dream dictionary, and you can look through stuff. And, yeah, I looked under body, and it said, to dream about your own body indicates this, so it really wasn't anything worthwhile. But there is some good stuff on there sometimes, like, wait a minute, what does that mean? Huh? Maybe I am messed up in the head. Could I be?
I think because I'm dreaming about you, yeah. Yeah, I should probably go get some help.
Luckily, I've had the honor of not dreaming about anyone in this building the entire time I've worked here.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
Not even Jerry?
No. Not Jerry, not Dewey. No.
I dream about them all the time.
Yeah, we know. We know.
But those aren't worth sharing.
Yeah. What does it mean if you have a crush on a man who's twice your age?
He did say hi to me today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was a little sparkle in his eye when he said it?
No, he was half asleep. He was hydrating.
Hi.
I was like, hi.
Want to hold hands later?
He did open the door for me.
Awesome. Well, there you go. You're slowly getting there, aren't you?
Uh-huh.